What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We are on the line with Jeff Rinaldo. He is former Buffalo police captain with Vista Security. Jeff, good morning.
Good morning, Joe.
Jeff, we heard yesterday of a shooting, a officer-involved shooting in Orchard Park. We heard the press conference yesterday afternoon on this. Your reaction to the incident in Orchard Park?
Well, it seems like another case where, you know, the officers responded to a call for service. That call for service resulted in the police having to use lethal force. They were confronted with an individual armed with a knife. Based on what the chief stated, the officers gave numerous verbal commands for the person to drop that weapon, and then the individual advanced towards the officers, which really leaves them no choice other than to defend themselves.
In a situation like this, the evidence that will be looked at is body cam, right? Now, do all police have that body cam active the minute they respond to a situation?
I'm not sure what Orchard Park's policy is or whether or not they have cameras, but yes, generally, like in Buffalo, when I was involved with writing their policy, you want to activate the camera prior to getting out of your car and going into situations, because again, as you know, law enforcement is well aware of, you could be answering a barking dog call and it could turn lethal within seconds. So you want to make sure that you have that camera rolling to capture the totality of the incident. Even now, manufacturers such as Axon, which is probably the largest provider of body cams for law enforcement agencies, they have different technologies now that once the officer turns the lights and siren on in a car, it activates the camera. Or the second the officer draws a firearm from the holster, it activates the camera if it wasn't already activated. So you would expect to see some footage, if the footage exists, hopefully prior to the event or immediately following the event. But again, every department has different policies and procedures surrounding this. And quite honestly, there are instances where officers just don't get a chance to activate their camera because something happens so quickly.
Jeff, obviously, we always hear this after an incident like this. The officers are placed on administrative leave. What takes place during that administrative leave?
Well, the officers are afforded the opportunity to speak with their attorney prior to giving statements, right? The officers have the same rights as citizens do in any situation. So the administrative leave gives a chance for the officers to participate as part of the investigation, but it also gives the officers a chance to decompress, debrief, to go through their process with their families after being involved in a critical incident. And through that, depending on how long the investigation takes or what the findings are, will determine the length of time that officers are out on an administrative leave.
You know, Jeff, this might sound like a ridiculous question, but obviously we know there are so many who are critical of police. You might hear people say, well, it was a knife, not a gun. What would your reaction be to if someone said that?
I'd ask them if they would like me to stab them with that and take their chances. At the end of the day, it doesn't matter if it's a knife, if it's a screwdriver, if it's a pair of scissors. A dangerous instrument, a deadly weapon, things like that. The officers do not have to allow themselves to be injured prior to defending themselves. You know, what you see in all these cases is where the suspect just refuses to comply with the orders of police. And you cannot have policing where the officers have to debate themselves into a corner and then allow themselves to be injured. So again, as we've always said, if you just complied, these situations would not need to occur.
Jeff Rinaldo, former Buffalo Police captain, thank you so much for taking some time out of your Sunday and clearing this up. We really appreciate it.
Sure. Thank you.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.